Blog Talk Radio.
The DJ don't stop, 'cause I'm going hard under the lights. Well, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight. Yes, we are. That was Gabe. Man, I tell you, we have the best music from our independent artists. And I'm telling you, anybody that wants to be a part of the show, please feel free to email us, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com, or you can email us, nickyrichshowairplay@gmail.com. Again, it's nickyrichshowairplay@gmail.com. But we welcome you guys here tonight. We got a special treat for you. We got King Coke in the building. He is a super producer as well as an artist. So we're going to be talking with him in a few. We're opening also all the lines of communication from social media to on air as well as via phone. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And not only that, you can, like I said, follow us on Twitter at Miss Nicki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or you can go to Nicki R Show. And that is our official Twitter for our Nicki Rich Show. And not only that, you can also log on to NickiRichShow.com, the official website. Download that official website, NickiRichShow.com, telling you all the information that you might need to know in regards to our artists and heavy rotation and in regards to our special guests. And tonight we got an amazing treat for you again. We got super producer in the building, Coke King Coke, that is. Right now we're going to go to some more hot new music, and I want to go to Miss Keisha Drew caught up.
This is a moment of truth where I feel like you guys. All of my moments with you made me feel like I had someone by my side. All of my days, all of my nights, it was just for you, baby. But to my surprise, I lost the fight. And now it's just me here, baby. And I've been hoping and wishing and praying and saying that this here was real. There is no question, no wonder, confusion or doubt in the way that I feel. Here on cloud nine, doing just fine. The reality hit me. A moment in time. Beautiful fight. Yeah, they all come through me.
Oh, yeah, I got caught up. Broke my heart.
My baby, then right now was down. All of my days, all of my nights, they were here for you, baby. But it was me who lost the fight. And yeah, it's driving me crazy.
This is the moment that you tell the truth. Break my heart, hold your breath, let love die. There's no more can I come through, can't be cool. Broken rule, love, tears in my eyes.
For you, baby. But it was me who lost the fight. And now you're calling her baby. Boy, you got my heart beating on my chest. Harder than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Get alert, I'm falling for you, call the paramedics.
People in place to stop seeing, never seen enough for me, cause baby girl, don't you know you're a diamond in the rough? It's been tough, but you're still here. This love isn't real, could it be true? Looking over my life, I try to try, but I can't trace my steps. There was only one that I could find, it was that carried me. It was that helped me on my journey through the turbulence of life. Me on the path to love, to love.
On my journey,
love, love. On my journey, love, love. You picked me up when I was falling. You're the only one that I'm calling.
Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Man, we're getting it in tonight. Shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in across the globe. Much love to you guys. You were just listening to one of the hottest artists. I tell you, Miss Tawana Lael, and we're getting it in. Like I said, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter. Right now we have our social networking site set. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Again, it's at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's at MSNIKKIRICH. Right now we're going to take in and we're going to go all the way back, and we're going to go to Mark Gordon. Hey, love.
She likes me like a fresh pair of Nike. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh. Service on the first class flight, but it takes me there. Kiss that gift right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said. Can't do it, nobody can.
No.
nobody cares.
Nobody.
Representing BarberLife.com, that team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop, get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I ain't even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Hey, what's up? This your boy, Mr. Butter Love himself, RL one-third of NXT. You know what it is. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. Butter, baby.
All right. You're reckoning.
With the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It's that time. We got a special guest in the building, and we're playing all the best of our artist's music. And you know, tonight it's Motivated Mondays, and we have a treat for you guys. It's time. We're going to get it started, and it's Motivated Mondays rocking out with Nikki Rich.
I am ready to be a baby. It might be the sun in the UK. Presenting
Nikki Rich Show. It's that time. We got our special guest in the building. We have super producer and artist Cocaine in the house. I do want to tell everybody a little bit about him. You might know him from Dayton Zone, Dayton, Ohio, as well as, like I said, he's a super producer. He worked with many artists and Shady Records, Joe Budden, Maybach Music's own, T. Jamaz, Rapashana, so many more, and as well as comedian Thelonious Monk. And he's been a guest prior, and I tell you, I love to bring our guests back on the show because they are just, you know, he out there making so many major moves right now. We had to bring him on. So I called him up. I said, do you mind coming on? And he said, yes. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome King Coat to the Nikki Rich Show.
What up? What's going on, baby? I'm all right. How you been?
Yeah,
you know, it's been a while. I ain't been on the joint like a year or something, man. You done made so many moves. I was like, man, I wonder if I could still reach Nikki, man, because she's way up there now, you know.
Well, you know, we're just so glad to have you here tonight. I tell you, I've been watching your movement, and you just remain consistent in everything you do, and you know, you're still bringing that sexy flavor to everybody out there.
You know, consistency is key. You know, that's something I talked about, like, just about every time I come on the show, something I talk about on the constant. But that consistency is very, very key, you know, and I just have to keep it going. And also, you know, just remaining myself. You know, I haven't, only thing that's changed is my name. I'm going by King Coke now. And, you know, that actually came about me just deciding to, you know, just kind of take back that crown of what a lot of us young, you know, black men need to do. You know, we claim that crown, and, you know, I wanted to commemorate that moment in my life, and, you know, and I'm here now. Everything else is the same, though. You know, it's still the same fight.
Most definitely. And I tell you, as soon as I put up that you were coming on, I tell you, everybody from the DMV area, they were hitting me up. Boy, you have a lot of supporters, I would say, and a huge fan base as well. So, I mean, just knowing that, and just knowing that there's people out there, you know, that really like, they just like, oh, you having him on? I was like, oh, yeah. You know, just knowing that there's those that's out there to support you, how does that feel?
It really feels good, and it's very refreshing and comforting to know, because I know with just being an artist and me actually finally coming into my own as an artist, as you were talking about me being a producer and working with so many different people. Being an artist is hard. Being an artist is very hard. And even for me, having connections and knowing people who I know, I'm still, you know, relatively new to a lot of people, you know. And knowing that when you had those avid supporters, they just make it so much easier, that transition. They just support everything you do just because you've been authentic as a person and as an artist. And honestly, that's one of the best feelings in the world, man. And my supporters are real. You know, they're very good. They, They keep it real with me. They would let me know if something is a hit. They let me know if something's like, yeah, I kind of like more of this and that. You know, they just real with me, man. And that's what I really appreciate more than anything.
And the thing about that is, too, you know, what I've noticed, and I know your movement as well, that you're not just in one particular area, and your supporters are in, I would say, different areas, from the models to the artists as well to, you know, people in the film, just everywhere, you know. And not only are they supporting you, but you support them as well. You have, you know, helped others and passed the word about other people out there that's pursuing their visions. And, you know, it goes both ways, I say.
Right.
And that's what I like about you.
Anybody who I know. Yeah, I know, right? And anybody who I know, as you've seen, I always send somebody, you know, quality your way. Because, I mean, that's what I feel like. I just, you know, if you have the ability to help somebody, man, I just say do it. I mean, you only live this life once. You know, you got one shot at this thing. And I'm just like, what good is it to keep all of my connections to myself if I don't feel like I'm in a position to utilize them all? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what's the point in that? You know, and I really appreciate the plethora of different types of support that I get. It's not just music listeners. You said it's not just people who like producers or like an artist, or it's so many different reasons. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just one region, right? And it's crazy. I used to struggle with the fact when people would be like, "Oh, he's a VA producer. This is VA producer," and I'm not even from Virginia. I used to struggle with it, and it used to bother me because I'd be like, "Damn, I'm from my home. I'm from my home state of Ohio. That's where I'm from. I don't know enough people know that." But I realized, like, my reach is so widespread that that's actually not necessarily a bad thing. If people tend to mistake it, that just lets me know that I'm getting to a lot of different places. Now, don't get me wrong, I correct people when it happens, but at the same time, I got a lot of love for Virginia and the DMV area. I can't even really be mad if somebody says that's a VA producer, because we all know that some of, if not the best producers, tend to come from Virginia. A lot of the most creative producers tend to come from Virginia. So I can't even really be mad at that.
When I think of Virginia, I think of the creative producers, you know, artists as well. Right. So, you know, that's what I think of when I think of producers and music, people that's coming out of VA.
Absolutely, and it's crazy, you know, and it's just so much creativity. That's actually the place where I kind of developed a lot of my sonic ability to just deliver that creativity. And in like the depth of my artistry is actually really what was deeply rooted in me from Ohio. You can kind of tell that in my flow, the way I deliver, you know, my bars and verses and the melodic structure of a lot of my choruses and stuff like that. That's Midwest to the, you know, to the bone right there. So, you know, I just feel like I'm a plethora of different things my damn self. So I'm not even surprised that I got a plethora of different types of people that even rock with me, you know.
Yes. It's crazy, though. It's a lot of talent that come out of Ohio, too. I tell you, it is a lot of talent. And I'm starting to meet more and more artists that is coming from Ohio, from Cleveland to other areas of Ohio. I was like, wow, it's like Chicago, Ohio, and, you know, different places. It's crazy, though.
You know what it is? It's like the culture is starting to reach out a lot more. Because, you know, in a lot of these places, you'll go around and you'll be wondering, like, damn, how come y'all don't mess with each other? He's hot, that person hot, she hot, why don't y'all rock with each other? More of that is starting to happen. More people are starting to get together and put on, like especially in Ohio, they do a lot of different, like, hip-hop expos, like they do in Columbus. Then you got the Ohio Hip-Hop Awards that travels from different cities. It's really a growing culture, and that's what I like to see. And I'm starting to see a little bit more of it in VA. They need to catch up. They really need to catch up to the time because the level of talent that's there is almost scary. It's almost scary.
It is.
I actually put on a show with nothing but females in it, and the talent that was there, it was like, damn, man, y'all really could be like next Atlanta, and even bigger probably. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sad to think that it's taking this long, but at least it's progressing.
Well, that's how I feel about Charlotte, North Carolina. I love Charlotte, and the people there, it's nice, it's peaceful and everything, but I think far as the music industry, it's got to catch up. It has to catch up, or it might be that tug of war where it's not even, might not even be just the music. It might be the artist, because sometimes
right.
you can find the artist, they, I would say, instead of coming together, they would want to, you know, be by themselves or group, get in groups. You know, you might have this artist over here, he hot, it's like two or three that's hot. But instead of coming together and, you know, this is Charlotte, it's like, oh, I'm hot and I know it, and that's about it.
Right.
It's just like, I would say stubbornness and cockiness, I would say, but
and it's crazy because Charlotte is such a dope city. Charlotte is a dope city. And for a while, it was looked at as being one of the next, you know, startup cities to have a scene. You know, you got to see how double.
Well, it still is. It still is. It's going to be a minute. I mean, I think
it's wild because it shouldn't even take that long.
No, I think it's happening regardless to how the people are. I think it's just happening on its own. And how I feel is that it's moving faster than what people thought, I guess. We're ahead of time, I guess, you know, in Charlotte. But I like it. I mean, I just think that it could be more, I would say, cultural and more artists can come together. Because we have some really great, amazing artists.
Now, you know, I think you're in a position to really change it. I think, honestly, just watching you, seeing how you grow, I think you are one of the people in particular that can actually create that platform and forum to actually really make it move along even faster. And let me
Yeah, and
artists
I think it's happened, too, because I learned, too, you know how you sometimes feel like, oh, you know, every artist, but this city here is so big, and within the past, I say, 2 years that I've been on, I haven't even met all. I met most of them, but I haven't met all. I might see another artist come up. I was like, oh, I didn't know you was in Charlotte, and, you know, I'm just growing and learning, and I'm there, too, so I can make myself available to the artists as well, not just be up here like, oh, these, you know, they're not coming together and this and that. I have to be out there, too, so they can know me and, you know, connect and bring them all to the Nicki Rich show, because how can I have a radio show and not show love and support to our artists here in North Carolina?
Exactly. And you have such a big platform for them to be seen and heard by so many people in the nation and in the world. Like, you got like listeners in different countries. Be like, that's the perfect shit for an artist from the area. Everybody, they just got to realize it. I always had these conversations with so many different artists, and you know, they tend to ask me like, well, you know, well, how do you do it? I'm trying to get where you at, or you know, they're trying to get above, and what they do is they try to leap over their resources that they already have there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be where that nigga at, so I'm going to just fuck with that nigga. I ain't trying to fuck with y'all. Instead of like, yo, let's make noise here, and let's bring everybody to where we are. Let's bring them to our scene. Let's show them how we do shit. Let's show them that we popping. Let's show them that we, and I don't understand why they don't, like, get that. You got producers like Bink Dog. Bink is a legendary producer. Bink goes to, you know, several of these, you know, conferences that are in the Virginia area and be like, yo, I'm here. I'm an architect for hip-hop. Why ain't no other artists who are, you know, trying to make it and all that, why ain't they here? And they'd be
exactly.
like, yo, this, that's the problem.
Because they want to
that's
do a concert.
Problem.
They want to do a concert.
I'm just like, how you going to do a concert and you ain't got no fans? You know what I'm saying? You got to develop them fans. You got to develop that fan base. How you do that?
Wait.
You do that by people actually hearing you. You can't be heard if you don't even want to hear the advice to get you heard.
Exactly. And what I always tell to the artists, like you said, I'm glad you pointed that out. They always trying to leap or make things happen. Like, say, for instance, I have, you know, the different artists that I might promote on social media. If I promote them, you know, I'll just be promoting them. You don't see no type of connection with whoever that's hitting them up or shouting them out. And I say, guys, you know, you have to connect. Because everybody always asks me, how do you get your followers? How do you got so many people? Because everybody that's on my social networking or my I know I've connected with you at least one time. So I try to make that connection with my followers, and then it just grows from there. You have to connect with your network, because that is your network, whether it's 200 people, whether it's 400 people. If you at least connect with half of them, you know, you'll be doing great, because that's your network. That's your network, period.
Right.
You built it up.
And people don't understand
that,
how that works.
You know?
I'm telling you, social net, they forget, they got the social part down pat, but they forget about the network end of it. You have to connect with these people.
And then guess what? Once you network, what you got to do is make that connection. That's where it stops at. They stop at networking. And they don't move on to making the connection. Once you network, you got to make that connection.
That's the thing. They don't understand follow up. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna actually give up a little bit of game. Where a lot of artists fail, and I hear this shit all the time. I mean, I talk to several, you know, A&Rs, just, you know, friends in the industry or whatever. This is the most simple shit that they say. So many artists fail on is their humility. Follow-up, and actually connecting with their network, connecting with people. Those are the biggest things that they fall on. And it's not, they say like, yo, it's not even the talent, it's not even the quality, it's not even, because they'd be like, we can fix that. We can fix the quality. That's not a problem. But we can't fix your badass
mm-hmm.
attitude. We can't fix your inability to connect. We can't fix the fact that you don't get how to network. We cannot fix that you will not take the business part of this shit seriously. And I'm just like, damn. And that's why a lot of them say that they rock with me in particular. They'd be like, yo, I've never had a problem with you being unprofessional. I've never had a problem with you being disrespectful. I never had a problem with you feeling like you are entitled to some shit without working for it. And that's why they rock with me. And it's that simple. Everybody that rocks with me rocks with me damn near for the same reason. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that consistent reaction from people who you ask about me, and they say, like, yo, that nigga Coke, hey, good business. If anything, good business. That's my nigga. He's cool. He's genuine. He's to the point. He'll never feed me no bullshit. He'll tell me like it is. That's the type of shit that I want to continue to carry. If anybody asks me what you want your legacy to be, I want my legacy to be that nigga was known as the real nigga who always kept it funky, kept it 100. He never tried to be anything that he wasn't. That's the very base, you know.
That's real. That is so real. See, we dropping the knowledge here. It's Motivated Monday. You can call in at 323-580-5749. We are live here tonight with King Coke. Well, you're telling it like it is, and I so heartily, you know, it's just crazy because I feel like right now music has changed within, you know, it's always changing, it's always evolving, but it's, you can kind of see where it's shifting to, and like the ones who are not aware, I see them like pretty much lost. You know, some are still
so
making
crazy
songs, you know. They don't know which way is going and what is, I would say, I mean, although you make your own type of music, but, you know, which way the music is flowing and how it goes, you know, universal-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are lost right now and they don't understand, like, how, you know, rotating. But
right,
you have to know, you have to do your research and you have to understand, because how, if you can't continue making the same music you made last year, you know, and it's changed, like,
right, you gotta,
like,
you gotta know evolution.
Hot last year was, is not hot right now, you know, so.
Right, and the biggest thing that I tell a lot of artists to stay away from is, like, you know, stop trying to conform to the game and make the game conform to you, but you have to do it in a special way. You know, you got to do it in a special way, because if you're trying to, you know, to fit in and you are meant to be a standout, you can shoot yourself in the foot by trying to conform to the shit that is out. Well, you're not even realizing that niggas who in the game, they're waiting on the next innovation. You know, if you're gonna be that innovation, you got to figure out where the game is. Try to aim at, you know, where it's going, and see where you fit into that. Because it might not be your time, and that's all right. If it's not your time yet, that's all right. I realized that about myself. It wasn't my time as an artist. I was so critical of so much of my music as an artist. That's why them shits did not see the light of day. There's so many. I had 20, between the last time I talked to you and now, I literally had 23 potential singles to bring me out. I was not 100% happy with them. I didn't feel like I was totally in it. I didn't feel like, you know, I just felt that shit. I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, when I came out, when this Turn On record came, it was, I wasn't even expecting it. Like, I got with my man, V12 the Hitman. He's the producer of, and constant engineer for a DJ Drama. He has to produce the Clouds joint. When I got with him, he sent me some joints, and he was like, yo, I don't really know what you're looking for. And I was like, shit, I'll be honest, I don't either. I said, just send, and we just see what happens. And I let it be so organic. And I went through some joints, and I heard that record, and I was like, this is what I've been waiting on. And it was just the synergy, and I heard it, and I start mumbling the words to it, and it just started coming to me, and I was like, this feels so southern but Midwest, and it had some, it just had that energy to it, and I just started rocking with it. You know, when you start swaying them shoulders, you know what I mean, you start feeling yourself a little bit, and I was like, yeah, this, that shit, I can get off on this. Before you know it, you know, I recorded the record, he heard it, he fucked with it, and he was like, yeah, send me them waves through. Mixed that joint, oh man, came out just beautiful. And I was able to give it to the people. I got with my man Lo, and he was like, yeah, let me shoot that. Flew down to Atlanta. I hit up my girl Kayla Phillips, flew her out from VA down to the A, and hollered at my girl Dream Girl down in the A. We just got together and made it happen, man. And now we here. Now I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm definitely on my. Don't.
So you would say Turn On is, I would say, one of your most favorite projects that you worked on thus far?
That's like my coming out joint. That's my joint where I'm just like, you know what, this is who I am. This is a good establishing point for you to understand what type of artist I am. Because you hear that, you hear the melodics, you hear the fast flow, but you also hear the content and you hear what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I think I achieved a lot with that record. There's so much more to me, but that's a great starting point as an artist.
Okay.
So definitely, that's definitely one of my favorite joints.
Well, we're going to go ahead and play Turn On. You going to introduce it here first on the Nikki Rich.
Absolutely, man. Just like my girl Nikki Rich said, this is my new single, Turn On, man, King Coke, produced by B12 the Hitman, none other. And I just hope y'all feel it. It's a lot of energy with this thing, so go ahead and, you know, turn that shit all the way on. Let's go.
I get to see a difference. thought of you. You know, you slowed it down last year. And you slowed it down and brought that safety.
Yeah, you know, and I got something coming. You know, I'm actually in the decision process of which is going to be, you know, next after this turn on joint. And
okay.
One of it's going to definitely come out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to bring it out next. But I just heard the reference for the chorus for it. Oh God, it's a joint. It's called Sex Tape. And it's going to be featuring my girl Shauna, my man Imani. Definitely of extremely sexy record. You know, the ladies are definitely going to feel it. But working on that joint. And there's another joint that I also got coming. I'm gonna keep that one under wraps because it got another pretty big feature on it. I'm gonna keep that one under wraps. But I gotta give the people something. You know. But yeah, I'm gonna definitely keep the sexy with it. I can't go away from that. You know what I mean? Because I already know like a big part of my fan base is gonna be the ladies. So you know,
exactly.
You gotta cater to them. You know, gotta cater to them.
Well, I didn't know you were singing the hook. I didn't know you were singing that hook. I tell you, I can hear you. I mean, I can hear some. You know, a little slow jam coming out of that. I didn't know you was doing it like that.
Yeah, I just gotta, you know, whatever sounds good, give it
That's
to the
definitely.
People.
Now, is there any artist that you would like to work with, or anybody I would say in the near future? Maybe I would say any producers or so. You know, is there anybody you would like to work with? In the near future,
it's a ton of them, man. It's really a ton of them. It's as far as you know, bigger, well-known producers. I definitely want to work with Bink because he's so meticulous. He's like a perfectionist when it comes to everything he does with the production. So working with somebody like that is just a blessing. I definitely want to work with the homie Mailman. He's a big time producer out west. Getting that chance to work with Tim, and I can actually feel like that's something that might be able to happen pretty soon. You know, it's a lot, man. So working more with my man Andrew Hypes, we actually got a couple of joints together. He's such an ill producer, man. He has like this crazy style that's just different, man. And when we work together, we got the craziest energy. As far as artists go, man, I definitely want to work with Budden again, man. He's like lyrically at a level that is just unattainable by so many different artists, man. I'm gonna be working a lot more with Imani. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard him all over, you know, Budden's records, man. He's just amazing talent. I would love to be able to work with Janelle Monae. She's awesome artist. She's so dope. Like, she's so dope in so many different ways, man. There's actually some artists that are unsigned that people don't know that, you know, may not know of just yet. But there's a young lady by the name of Gotti. I don't know if you heard of her. You may need to go check her out on YouTube. It's Gotti, Goddy. She does a lot of different covers. She is so dope.
Okay.
Her that vocal purity, man, like it's just she's pretty young and she just has this look about her that's just, you know, it's just real dope, and I definitely want to work with her. She's somebody who I can just get my hands on and really deliver a special product. So yeah, man, but it's a lot more, so many more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, like I said, you got the social networks going crazy, from my Instagram to my Facebook. And I want to shout out Miss Gemini Phoenix. She just hit us up. She was saying, am I too late? And I told her to call in and check you out. She wants to show some love and support to you, King Coke. So out of VA, shout out to Miss Gemini Phoenix. She's the author. She has been on the show prior as well, the author of Digmatized. So, yeah, that's pretty hot.
I appreciate that love, you know.
That.
I definitely appreciate that love.
Mhm. Yes, sir. And we're so pumped to have you here again tonight, I tell you. It's such a pleasure just to see you grow, you know, not only as a producer standpoint, but from your music as well. And it doesn't do anything but motivate me. It motivates me to, you know, it inspires as well. It inspires everybody out there to, you know, just want to keep pushing and growing out there. If it's anything that you want to do, you can do it if you just put your mind to it and just believe.
Absolutely,
it can happen.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, you are. And like I said, look at all the amazing people you have worked with. And, you know, some people would just be proud just to work with the people you work with, but you got something bigger. It's something greater for you out there. And, you know, you keep going. It's happening, 2013.
Right. That's I mean, I couldn't have said it better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want people to know, and mainly, you know, our younger black generation. I mean, I hate to, you know, do the whole racial thing, but, you know, it's very necessary to talk about. I just want y'all to know it's not like no formula to this thing that you got to be from the hood, or you got to do these, you know, these things that are just such so ignorant in nature to be recognized for your street cred or something like that in order to be successful as a rapper. And you don't have to be a rapper to be successful. You know, I want y'all to know it's so much more to it. There's so much more to this life thing. If it wasn't meant for you, it's all right. You know, you understand? Like,
yeah.
I didn't just do just music. Like, you know, sometimes I don't really talk about this often, but, you know, I'm a 10-year, you know, military veteran. You understand? Like, I've been in Iraq. I did that. I got 2 degrees now. I may have come from the hood, but I put myself in school. You understand? My mom didn't have to pay off no loans. You understand? I did that. Y'all can do that and still be successful in whatever it is you want to do. But just don't close yourself into these four walls and don't believe that you can get out of it. Don't put yourself in a position where you get yourself into a hole. You know, let them possibilities be endless. Get that education, man, and just, you know, and really go as far as you want to go. You can do better than me. You can do way better than me. You know what I'm saying? I encourage that. I never pull nobody down. We got to stop being these crab in the bucket type niggas for real. You know, and let's encourage that motivation. You know what I mean?
And you know, we have to break the cycle and know that we can be business owners, we can be CEOs, and we can do it, and we can get our education. And even if you don't want to go to a 4-year, you're still going to have to get some type of training on what you're doing. You know, you're not going to completely be left, like, you know, some people, they have done good without, you know, going to, I would say, 4-year college and everything like that, but you're going to have to get some type of training or skill, for something
right.
That you're working on or whatever you're pursuing. And you need to get that education on what you're pursuing. You can't just go out here and say, I'm a rapper and don't know the history or the facts.
Man, I'm so glad you said that. God damn, people will be thinking you can come in this game and not know shit.
Yeah, you have to
come in this game and not know the business and not know how the shit works and who you need to, you know, and how do you come in and not do all of that? Can you go into a job and not know what the fuck you're doing and expect to get hired for top dollar? Like, come on, my G, like, you need to pay some dues. Need to pay some dues, need to talk to the right people, you need to network, just like we were talking about before. You know,
exactly,
and it's important.
I tell you, that's what I do. I do it all the time. I sit here, like if it's nothing, which I'm always having something to do, but if I get tired of what I always do all the time and it might seem repetitious, I might go to YouTube and look up something, you know, that I know I might need some work on. I might go look it up and check it out. You know, I was like, oh, let me look at this or what have you, you know, so I can get some study on. It's not easy. This is something that I'm doing. It's not something that I've always wanted to do or you know, it's something that, you know, I say that I learned how to do and I enjoy it. It wasn't something that I was passionate for, but now that I do it, I'm loving it and I'm also learning at the same time.
Exactly. And that's all people got to realize. That's all people got to realize.
Yeah.
Learn this shit and really, truly get into it. You gotta love it. You got to love it to really honestly be successful and be fulfilled in it. You know what I'm saying? Because people will see the money and think that that's what it's all about. Not even realizing that a lot of these niggas slashing that money don't really have it like that. And I always
what you have to do
always.
Is you have to also, you know, the reason why you're learning it is so you can understand. You can understand it and open up ways to generate different types of revenue, not only with the way you just thinking single-minded, you know. It's going to show you multiple ways that you can generate that revenue.
Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you, man. I'll be having this conversation with so many people, and what's crazy is a lot of them bring up the fact, like, well, who you got placements with? Do you got placement with this artist and that? I'm like, first of all, I need niggas to understand something. If I so choose to not necessarily be hounding, you know, certain A&Rs or artists or whatever to try to, yo, place this record, like, nigga, do you think I'm about to sit up? That's a waste of time just trying to do that. Like, you need to expand. I have a lot of, you know, commercial placements working. Got a lot of shit working with you know, movie music licensing and shit. Like, there's so many different ways to create revenue streams with just even one track. If nobody but you owns the masters to whatever record that you created, giving you the right to license it wherever you want to license it to, don't you know that you can make millions off of one record? There are groups, there are composers, there are singers eating off of one record. You know what I'm saying? Like Vanilla Ice is still eating off Ice Ice Baby. Still eating.
Exactly.
How old is that? You know what I mean? People are not looking at it from the view that they really need to look at this shit from. You understand?
And not
and
only
people,
that, too, you're so simple-minded and you're so not even thinking of, I would say, like, say, for instance, websites. Just simple things as a website. It's like, oh, I don't have one yet. Okay, all right, that's on you. But guess what? You're hindering yourself because you can, with your own website, you can generate so much revenue. But because you're lazy and you don't want to get a website, guess what's going to happen? You're missing out. You know, oh, I don't have it. Yeah, I just got Facebook. Okay, Facebook already generating their revenue. Twitter generating their revenue. You are able to have your own social, your own way of, you can have your own social media too on there as well. But, you know, you can have your own way of generating your own, I would say, revenue as well as connecting with your fan base. Not only that, also growing it at the same time.
Right. Absolutely, and that's the shit that people just—it's very simple things that they just tend to skip over. And if it was, and if you were to take maybe just one course in business ethics, these are all things that you'd be able to pick up. All these things, man, and I'm telling you, people be scared to go to like seminars and like these music conferences and things like that that would be teaching you all of these things that we're talking about, and why though. It's like, man, they just want your money, man. They ain't really trying to help. They ain't really, you know, already know what they're talking about. And
Yeah,
like, see, that stubborn,
you know,
bullheaded
right,
shit is
some,
gonna get you.
Some is true. Some aren't true. Some is true. Some are right, because some executives and some artists, some DJs, not all, I said some, that
mm-hmm.
are not, I would say, some people will tell you what they want you to hear or tell you a little bit so you can come back to them, so you can keep coming back and keep coming back and you keep giving them money and all this other stuff. But guess what it all boils down to? It all boils down to you. It's not on them. It's on you, because it's up to you to do your research. It's up to you to have contracts. If somebody burned you one time, I mean, they wouldn't burn you if you had a contract or you had your legal in order, your lawyer and all that. So, you know, if somebody burned you, you can go to court, take them to court. You know, so, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be always that easy, but you at least have, you know, your backup.
And that's true. That's true, and people just don't get it, man. You have to just know the business and do your research, just like you said.
It's just point blank. Because you're an artist, because you're a producer, because I'm a radio host, guess what? Music and entertainment ain't got nothing to do with it. Guess what it is? The main thing is it's a business, and it's all a business is a business, point blank. You got to do the same thing. You got to make sure you have an accountant. You got to make sure you have a lawyer. You got to make sure your legal information is in order. You got to make sure you have the proper stuff, as if any business, or guess what's going to happen? They're going to shut you down. You can't just be like cooking anything and think you ain't going to get shut down. You know, just how Wendy's is just like you as an artist. You start from the ground up, it's the same thing.
Absolutely, man. That's I'm telling you, I can't say it no better. I preach this the same exact thing. So now I'm using myself as the business model to be able to show how you go about doing good business and how you go about being consistent as an artist. And that's simple. And that's the best, that's the absolute best example I can give anybody.
Mm-hmm. And I just tell people, you know, as from, you know, my standpoint, I would say, because, you know, a lot of people might see me here. You know, I got this platform. I've had some very great, amazing major artists on. I have some, a lot of independent artists. I've had some celebrities and so many people from the sports to everything. And they might see this platform here, but they might see those people and everything. But guess what? We are all in the same boat. We all have one common goal. We're trying to reach, you know, to our highest potential. We're trying to make it here, and the only way we can do it is by helping each other. And we got to make sure that we have the right information, because people will only give you a certain amount of information, or they won't give
yep.
you any at all. But guess what?
Yep.
You have to be the one to go back. Like, say if they do give you information, you got to go back and check it out. Is this the proper information that I gave somebody? Okay, a prime example, say for copyright. For a while, even before I started doing radio, I heard people saying, oh, you can email yourself, you can mail yourself and all. You go to copyright.gov on the front page, they said that's the poor man's, it's called the poor man's copyright. It does not work in court. It does not, is no amendment, it says, where it's going to, you can email yourself or you can mail yourself and it's going to be considered a copyright. No, it's not true. And it's on the very front page of copyright.gov, and you can go look it up, and you can even Google
And
this, poor man.
And now in the day and age of having, you know, some technology, dude, all you got to really do is go to copyright.gov, upload your shit, pay your fee, and put in all your information
yes.
and make sure your shit is your original material. That's really all.
Exactly. That's all you got to do, you know? And I tell people, you have to go and do your own research. And if you want to just sit down and look at that, you can just sit down and read it. It's right there. It's open. It's available. Don't be lazy. Just look at it. I'm pretty sure that after you probably done got burnt a couple of times, you're ready to go look at something then, you know. But
right.
it's here. It's available for you. It's not like it's hidden. You can go look the stuff up yourself. And, you know, if you have any questions, I'm pretty sure I myself can help you, Cocaine or King Coke or anybody. You know, feel free to send us some email information. You know, that I've had artists, you know, they have asked me for advice and stuff on prior that was doing business with somebody else. Or how do you feel about this? You know, I just tell them my opinion. But I mean, I'm not saying that's always good. But you know, I try to help to steer our artists in the right way. You know, I'm not saying that's always good. But you know, people make their own decisions, I would say. But yeah. You can just anytime, you know, it's information, it's open, it's out there. Just Google, go to YouTube. YouTube is your best friend because they got everything. They got everything there. If you want to know it.
Tell me, YouTube is a video Google, man. Just go ahead and go look up some shit and go read some books, man. Like go follow someone like Rap Coalition at Rap Coalition. That's Wendy Day. She's a wealth of knowledge. You can just sit and look at her timeline the whole time, and just get up on the game. You know, it's not
exactly.
even that hard, man.
It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Well, Cocaine, I'm enjoying tonight. I'm so glad that you know you took out your time to come talk with us. Now, is there a way they can go check out the music and purchase as well? Not only that, where can they go and purchase their music?
Definitely, you can check me out. My social networks is all the same. It's I Am King Coke. That's Koke, all one word. That's my Twitter, my IG, my Facebook. You can actually you can check my website. It's IamCocaine.com. It's IamKokayn.com. You can actually I put the new single out for free. Y'all can actually go download that. I would prefer that you go to my artist profile. That's actually been loaded up on MTV's official website. That's mtv.com/artists/King-Coke, Koke. And definitely, man, and all of the ways to get in touch with me is in all of my profiles and all of my bios and all of that. You'll be able to see, you know, how to get in touch with my publicist and things like that. And if you want to, you know, you want to collab, you want to get with me, man, just, you know, just go through them channels, and I'm definitely willing to work with some dope artists, and I just appreciate everybody rocking with me, you know?
Most definitely, and if it's anything that we can do to help here at the Nikki Rich Show, we're going to continue to have a turn on and heavy rotation, and if there's any type of way that we can help or continue getting the word out, just let us know. If you got something new coming up, keep us updated. I know you're everywhere, so just keep us updated on all that you got going on.
Absolutely. You're going to be one of the first to know, as always, baby.
Yes, yes. Well, Cocaine, I'm so, well, I keep saying Cocaine. King Coke.
It's all good. It's all good.
See, I'm used to Cocaine. I love that drop. You used to Cocaine.
You can still call me as you want to. It's all good.
But King Coke, we're glad to have you here tonight, and we look forward to having you back again, keeping us updated, and I thank you again for dropping that knowledge with us tonight, because, like I said, it's Motivated Mondays, and we needed that tonight because you speak the truth. And we
absolutely.
Thank
that's
you so
all
much.
I know how to do, babe.
Most definitely. Do you have any last words or shout-outs to anybody out there?
Man, just continue to check me out, man, and you know, continue to support. You know, man, shout-out to my man B12, you know, just working with me. He really have to, but, you know, he saw something. You know, he definitely believed in the talent, and now we rocking. Definitely shout-out to my brother Rush. He's actually going to be following up. We got something crazy coming up pretty soon. I'm gonna link him with you so he can come on the show and share some of his heat, you know. Shout out to Thad Williams. We just you know, reconnected. We got some joints coming out. We finally gonna put out that the official version of the joint that I produced featuring Joe Budden. Shout out to my artists Trendy and Young FP, and a definite big shout to my girl Tampa Mystic, man. She has been holding me all the way down, man, and I just definitely
yeah.
appreciate it. She's doing all Cool Runners DJs, Bigger Rank, and all them, man. Just shout to everybody, man. Shout to everybody who rock and listening, man. I appreciate all y'all. Y'all definitely a blessing.
That's real. And I thank you again for being our guest tonight, and we welcome you back in the future. So much love to you.
Absolutely. Salute. Got to get up out of here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much just for having me on. You big, you Hollywood rich now, but you still hold it down. So I'm definitely appreciate it.
Hollywood rich.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. Shout out to King Coke, super producer and artist. Y'all got to go check him out. Support the movement. I am King Coke on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else, and all you got to do is put in I am King Coke. And we got some more hot new music we're going to display tonight from our independent artists. I tell you, we only bring on the best, and tonight we got Time and Time Again by JL Music.
Time. Watch this. Bubble up on deck. Bubble up on deck. Move.
Sometimes it's not easy when things make us grow apart. And this deep love that we share is something we both need, way deep in our heart. I can't seem to find peace of mind. All I want to do, and deep down inside, I can't hide, 'cause loving you is all I want to do. I thought things between us would change when you said you'd always be mine.
Myers, boy, we only bring on the best, I tell you. Right now, I do want to take out the time and tell everybody that we are only hours away from my birthday. I will be celebrating my 34th birthday tomorrow, July the 2nd. I'm pumped up and I'm excited. And I'm so pumped up about tomorrow and the Nikki Rich show. Shout out to all the supporters, all the artists, man. I tell you, congratulations to some great artists that have really been making some major moves. Because I tell you, my independent artists, they are doing their thing. I checked the stats today, and Boy, I tell you. I want to give a shout out to Baby J, as well as La underscore P, because for June, they were the top episode, that one episode for the month of June, as well as Love & Hip Hop Nico. So that's for the month of June, and for the month of May, boy, I tell you, we've been getting it in. Shout out to Dead Fresh Shawty. Dead Fresh Shawty, he was making it happen in the month of May. And none other than Cash Money Contest on Wahida Clark. She was April's highest episode. So I tell you, we really been making it happen here on the Nikki Rich Show. Shout out to our independent artists. Y'all are bringing it, and you're making it happen. You're making your stamp here at the Nikki Rich Show. So much love to you guys. And this is out of all the episodes within the month here on the Nikki Rich Show. So congratulations to you. Right now we're going to go to Discover This and do it right now.
Ain't nobody do it like I do. Ain't nobody do it like I do. I can drive you crazy, baby. Hey, yeah. Ain't nobody do it like I do. Ain't nobody do it like I do. Ain't nobody do it like I do. I can drive you crazy, baby. Hey.
Ain't nobody doing it like you do.
Ain't nobody doing it like I do.
Light, camera, action. Give me satisfaction. Wanna get up on it so I can kill it. Fatal attraction. All up on my grind. Gotta do what I gotta do. Wanna win her over so I could call her my boo. My eyes are seeking and my vision becoming clearer. As I stay focused on my goals. Looking in the mirror. What I think. Want to get accomplished. Want her by my side through the mall. Get it poppin'. I like the way she walkin' in them red bottles with a Louis belt. Chanel bags, perfume. I love the way that she smells. Drive me so crazy. Have my emotions on overtime. The sweetest satisfaction is I wanna call her mine. Wanna slow it down so I can get to know ya. Put you in the perfect parameter. Let me show ya. Dates in the evening, breakfast in the morning. Let me show you how much I can adore you. Put you on the top, treating you like a star. They say the dog's trail, this one ain't going far. You're the apple of my eye, everything I need. No holding back, I like the way you plant seeds inside of me. No need for power struggle, no need for fighting and fussing. No need for unnecessary drama, no reason for cussing. Down by your side, like O3, Bonnie and Clyde. I'll show you how I get down, I'll show you how I ride.
Ride if you want to, slide if you want to. I'ma put this down, have you calling me a boo. Trying to maintain, I stay up on your brain. That'll bitch you get back and stay up on my lane. Can't nobody do it like I do. Can't nobody do it like I do. I can drive you crazy, baby. Hey, yeah. Can't nobody do it like I do. Can't nobody do it like I do. Can't nobody do it like I do. I can drive you crazy, baby. Hey, yeah. Can't nobody do it like I do.
Rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, man. I told y'all we're playing the best. That was Discover This, Do It Like I Do. Prior to that, we played Aaron Myers on All I Wanna Do mix. I tell you, We're bringing it tonight here on Motivated Mondays. Yes, and shout out to Aaron Myers, by the way. You just hit me up. And, he's tuned in. Let me see. We're going to go to the phone line. 903, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling.
This is Aaron Myers calling you.
How are you doing?
Well, first of all, if this is Motivated Mondays, you just made my Monday super motivated. For me to look on Twitter and to see that you're playing my music, I am absolutely just happy as I could be. I thank you so much.
Oh, yes. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So did you like the song? Did you like the music?
Oh, I loved it. I love it. You know, we're not going to display anything here now.
So, question for me. What are you going to be going back to Los Angeles?
So much to choose from, too, you know. I tell you, I love all your music. It's so much out there. You gave
yeah,
us
I really appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, I really appreciate it. And I follow your travels. I see you just got back from Los Angeles.
Yes, I did. Yes, I had a blast. I was out there a while. And lately, I would say just these past few weeks, because I've only been back a few. It seemed like I've been back a while, but it really hasn't. But I tell people, I've just been, like, you know, when you've been gone and you come home and you got to kind of get yourself together, you like, should I rest? Should I work? You know, it's even more busier because you build up more people in your fan base. But it's like, oh, I don't know. You know, you just kind of like want to chill for a second, then you got to keep going, you know.
Well, I think you should be a DJ with MTV, VH1, or something of that nature, because I see the powerful stuff you're doing online, especially with Twitter. And I just stand amazed. And you're doing a good job. I love it. And I'm so thankful.
Oh, yes. And, you know, we're here, and that's what we're here for, you know. And I try to ensure and let everybody know, and especially the artists, that we're here for you guys. And, you know, it's we're here to support and get the word out. And that's why we're here. And I told you, we're going to be displaying and having you in rotation this week on the Nikki Rick Show.
Well, thank you, Nikki Rick Show, and I'm glad to be in rotation. I appreciate your love.
Most definitely. And Aaron, I don't know if you know, but, you know, I'm just letting everybody know right now, but we're just only hours away from my birthday.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be turning 21.
Yes.
And so... What do you have planned for your birthday?
I'm probably gonna just relax till I would say the weekend.
Well, I tell you what, since it's your birthday, I'm gonna do this.
Kevin Hart said, "Turn up."
Well, all I can say to you is this: Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, best DJ in the world, Nikki Rich. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Hey.
You're welcome,
thank
sugar.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Well, I can say Aaron Myers had just song for my birthday. My first song.
You deserve it.
You
deserve it. You do some hard work and you mind if can I shamelessly plug my website?
Go ahead. That's what we're here for.
Yes, yes. Just, you know, if you all are listening to this wonderful radio show, make sure you look at my website, aaron2.me. Go to the website, see where I'm at if I'm in your area. You can buy my brand new CD that releases actually July 4th, Leo Rising. And I thank you, Nikki Rich, for playing some of the music on the day before your birthday. You about to, what the young people say, are you about to turn up? You going to turn up tomorrow? That's what the young people say. I'm only 29, so,
yes,
you know.
I'm old. I'm getting old.
No, I'm just 29, so when I see young people, this is hashtag turn up, turn up last night, you know, Kevin Hart, turn up.
It is so funny.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to turn up in a few myself. I got some cranberry juice here and some water. I'm turn up all day long, you know what I mean?
I'm excited, I tell you. I just, like anybody, you know, they always say, what you want to do? You know what? I'll just be glad to see another day, because when you look at it, I mean, because, you know, it's not like normal that we're going to always be here. You know how, like, people just think, oh, we're always going to be here. You're not. You know?
Well, you know, that is very real. That's a very real statement. Believe it or not, Saturday morning, I live in a beautiful building here in Washington, D.C., and we had an intruder into my apartment, and it could have been like a horrible situation. Me, my girlfriend could have been killed. Something crazy could have happened. He just got past security and all that good stuff, and he was intoxicated. Thankfully, nothing bad happened, so I'm just very grateful. I thank God every day for every day that I'm granted, because, you know, you're very right. Birthdays don't have to happen, so everybody just stay motivated. You know, you're tuning in, listening to some great music, but, you know, just know, be grateful for the time that you have right now. That's all I can say. Be grateful.
Exactly. And then you got to think, too, let me tell you, you know, I know you said it was an intruder at your house, but guess what? You don't never know where it will be, you know, or where you're going to be at either, you know, anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, anything can happen anywhere. I don't put nothing past, you know, from the weather to sickness to what have you, you know, and anything can happen. So, like you say, tomorrow's not promised. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy the day.
Well, you just go ahead, you turn up. You know what? As you DJ, and turn up right now.
Exactly, you know, and it'll make you want to, because I tell you, you know, because God is good, you know, and he allowed
right.
us to have this platform here on the Nikki Rich Show, you know, have it here so we can display your talents and so many others, and that in itself, you know, is none greater, because guess what? We're reaching the masses, and it's global. It's not just on the internet, you know, just one area. We're global. So you're
right.
being heard more than once, not just tonight. You can go to iTunes and download. You can go to College
right.
Underground Radio and download this episode. So it's not just going to be tonight here on the Nikki Rich Show, so. Yeah, it's amazing, and we're going to continue to open up the doors and help and grow and help all the artists get to where they need to be.
Well, like I said, I'm appreciative. Thank you, Nikki Rich. Happy early birthday to you. If you need anything from Aaron Myers, you know my voice is here for you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and we always say we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we always end by saying God bless.
Oh man, God bless as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to Aaron Myers. Support and check him out. We'll continue to play hot new music from Aaron all this week. I tell you, we're going to get it in and so many more. Discover This, shout out to Discover This. I love, love, love that hook. Right now, we're going to go to Black
yeah.
and Music.
Take
Hello.
Celebrate Slice. Yeah. Take Celebrate Slice.
Yeah.
Strap those racks like.
Money.
Strap those racks like.
Money.
Give me that, give me that.
Yeah.
Take Celebrate Slice.
Yeah.
Strap those racks like.
Black song.
Introducing bracket, cameras flashing, just say hello. You bad gummy, neck and wrist sunny, nothing move but the money. My gator pockets got a ching. Oh, that's not a thing. Bought up in more pot than the bottom of your sink. Oh, oh, there he go. I'm ready though. Lines are raw like I just got in from Mexico. It's all the same though. Hate or not, that's more potato like potato top.
No, I bless you, know how to best do. All the sights dripping, I need a wet suit. Fresh in the cut, I got a Hermes swag. Recession what, I must have missed that. I bring shorties to the crib, you can bet on it. I got a rug with a head of a bear on it. I don't be popping raw, but it be popping on. I be with one another's knocking at my door saying, fake tell a Greek slight. Fake tell a Greek slight. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like. Give me that, give me that. Fake tell a Greek slight. Strap those racks like. Introducing bracket cameras flashing, just don't go in. Mark ready, go, wrist flooded like mom was there when the levees broke. I'm in the CD cash, make a lane, Stevie Nash. Keep the crowd moving, breeze through the easy pass. Arm like Olivian, every call you see me in. A lot of green palm trees like the Caribbean. Shorty's on my voice now, she's yelling. I wanna see that ass moving. Jello, think we already know your choice. John's the way. Wink, wink, I give him hugs and moist lingerie. No shy guy, flows up like high tide. Anywhere from my thighs, connected like Wi-Fi. Don't gotta ask if you can see well. Thrown at the strip club, I cash throw like Fidel. Be on a DL, and that's low, low. What you ain't know I can spit? Ask around, what you think? Fake tell a Greek slight. Fake tell a Greek slight. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like. Give me that, give me that. Fake tell a Greek slight. Strap those racks like. Introducing bracket cameras flashing, just say.
Just listening to Bracket Music. That was Hello. Right now we're going to go to Seduction. One Night Stand. This is One Night Stand. We're ready.
Tonight.
one night stand. Man, I told y'all we are getting it in tonight. Shout out to all the listeners, all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. Be sure and check me out tomorrow, because guess what? Nikki Rich will be celebrating her 34th birthday. We are pumped up about that. And shout out to everybody and their love and their support. And we thank you so much. Stay updated and in tune with what's going on here at the Nikki Rich Show. And you can do that by logging on to NikkiRichShow.com. You go to NikkiRichShow.com, you can learn all the information that you need to be a part of and be a part of our network. I tell you, we got some amazing people you want to be a part of. You don't want to miss. I tell you that. So shout out to all of the listeners. Once again, thank you for all your support. And we're airing Monday through Friday this week. We're going to be showing it, and we're going to go and take a vacation and come back, and the Nikki Rich Show will have a new format Monday through Wednesday, and 7:30 to 9:30. Get ready. It's going down here. That's the Nikki Rich Show. Much love to everybody. Stay tuned. Keep it locked in. We're here. We're making it happen. We're not going anywhere. So we thank you guys for all your support. And just stay tuned in. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. Much love. And we end in by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all.